Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Saturday, 9 August 2025. Sun in Cancer, ruled by the Moon. Planets are asking, door number one, door number two, door number none. And we have a full Moon and Mars action opposing Neptune, illusion, reality, distortion, confusion. People who are normally perfectly reliable could make you think if you are feeling kindly disposed towards them that they are under the weather, or if you are not feeling kindly disposed towards them that they have completely lost the plot. And should they be disinclined to correct their assessments or approaches immediately, that you will need to reconsider your affiliation. Whatever the situation coming up, a welcome inkling of coherence should begin filtering in. Meanwhile, your desire to finalize various career, social, home, family, or romantic plans is entirely understandable. However, and apologies for sounding like a broken record, but it is more than likely you still need more information before you can put these schemes to bed. And until these data put in an appearance, which will happen shortly, your only recourse is to fetch about why it's taking so long. Oh, one more thing. Before you decide to dismantle a setup that functions reasonably well, bearing in mind that nothing is perfect, make sure your dissatisfaction isn't because you got up on the wrong side of the bed or are having a bad hair day. Both are valid grounds for being crabby, but not for being hasty or foolhardy. Chiefly affected, ya tutti. And if you were born on this day, should you be faced with an alluring creative or commercial proposition that seems too good to be true or the answer to your prayers this year, make a point of asking a few probing questions prior to presenting yourself for your first day or opening your checkbook with a flourish. Then, if all is cricket kosher and as it should be, jump in with both feet.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman. Produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.